It's Wednesday, August 9th, AD 2017. This is the World View in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. The Muslim jihadist group Boko Haram is calling on Muslim parents to, quote, donate, unquote, their daughters to the terrorist group to be used as suicide bombers. Just last month, suicide bombers killed 19 people in a series of bombings in Nigeria. UNICEF reports over 100 children have been used to these murderous ends. Psalm 34:16 says, "The face of the Lord is against evildoers, to cut off the memory of them from the earth." The White House is actively considering outsourcing a big chunk of the U.S. war in Afghanistan to private contractors in an effort to turn the tide in a stalemated war, reports USA Today. Eric Prince, founder of the Blackwater security firm, explained that under the proposal, 5,500 private contractors, primarily former special operations troops, would advise Afghan combat forces. The plan also includes a 90-plane private air force that would provide air support in the nearly 16-year-old war against Taliban insurgents. Currently, the U.S. military has 8,400 U.S. troops there. Speaking at a Rotary Club gathering in Kentucky on Monday, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell blamed President Donald Trump for the stalemate in Congress.
I know everybody's saying we've been there and haven't done anything, which I find extremely irritating. And I'm going to tell you why. Congress goes on for 2 years. And part of the reason I think that the storyline is that we haven't done much is because, in part, the president and others have set these early timelines about things need to be done by a certain point. Now, our new president had, of course, not been in this line of work before, and I think had excessive expectations about how quickly things happen in the democratic process.
The U.S. Marine Corps is considering opening its historically male-only combat training to women, if approved by senior Marine leaders. The change could happen as soon as next spring.
There's been a load of compromising on the road to my horizon, but I'm gonna be where the lights are shining on me like a rhinestone cowboy riding out on a horse in a star-spangled rodeo.
Country music star Glenn Campbell died yesterday at the age of 81. When he hosted the Glenn Campbell Good Time Hour on CBS from 1969 to 1972, it sent his career into the stratosphere. By 1975, like many successful musicians before him, by his own admission, he began, quote, drinking and cocaining, unquote, which led to his divorce before he came to repentance. He told the Tennessean, quote, "I accepted Jesus Christ on December the 21st, 1981. I'm singing a new song," unquote. In an interview with CBN in 1984, Campbell said he had lived a dissolute life.
You know, when I hit 40, I realized that I had been abusing myself bodily and not doing that, which was good and right in the eyes of God. God forgives you for that. He says Jesus Christ died on the cross for that. You are forgiven for your sins.
Campbell was diagnosed with Alzheimer's in 2011 and played his final show on November 30th, 2012. Colossians 3:3 says, "For you died, and now your life is hidden with Christ in God." 16-year-old Jazz Jennings is a boy who presents himself as a transgender girl on a new TLC reality show called I Am Jazz. Derek Dillard, who is married to Jill Duggar and appears on a different show entitled Counting on the same network, spoke his mind last Wednesday when I Am Jazz aired, saying, quote, "What an oxymoron, a reality show which follows a non-reality. Transgender is a myth. Gender is not fluid. It's ordained by God," unquote. Since his biblical tweet, Dillard has been accused of cyberbullying, reports the Christian Post. Contrary to some inaccurate stories, Chip and Joanna Gaines, the Christian co-hosts of HGTV's Fixer Upper, based in Waco, Texas, are not getting divorced, reports the Gospel Herald. Chip, who takes Joanna on a date night every Tuesday night, tweeted, quote, "Won't ever happen. You can take that to the bank. Hashtag love of my life," unquote. And earlier this year, Joanna begged her fans not to believe everything they read. While the couple hosts HGTV's highest-rated show in the network's history, they have emphasized their top priorities are God, their marriage, and their four children. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Wednesday, August 9th, in the year of our Lord, 2017. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. What kind of worldview do your children get? The vast majority of teens from Christian families are abandoning a biblical worldview, according to the Barna Group. Sadly, many parents do not realize that the curriculum they have chosen for their children actually conveys the wrong worldview of history, science, life's purpose, and truth. Pass on the faith to your children with a distinctively Christian education. Check out our Christian discipleship curriculum at theworldview.com/curriculum. That's theworldview.com/curriculum.